What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Jay Cicero, President, CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, the R&L Carriers, New Orleans Bowl, and obviously he was the head of the New Orleans Super Bowl host committee. And congratulations, Jay, to you, because you are also the Sports Foundation 2025 Hall of Fame inductee, along with Dennis Lauscher this year. And you will be inducted at your annual luncheon that you have on November the 6th of this year at the Caesars Superdome on the turf, as y'all say. And it's a great event, and congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. And I want you to know that I didn't nominate myself to be in the Hall of Fame of my organization. And,
he's part of a one-member committee, guys, and it was a tough vote, but he got it.
I did nominate Dennis Lauscher, and we searched for a second candidate, and our committee came back the next day and said, we want you to do it. And I'm like, okay. I'm really honored. It's obviously a great event. I appreciate y'all's participation in the past, and I'm sure we'll do it again this year. So,
Jay, if you would remind folks, I mean, you guys are responsible for bringing a number of events, and I know this year was kind of a banner year with the Super Bowl, but there are a lot of other things that y'all are responsible for bringing to the city. Let's just go through the list.
Absolutely. You know, we had this incredibly successful USC 318 event here last month, and that was a little bit of a surprise, but I shouldn't have been surprised. Dustin Poirier in his last fight really brought in a great crowd. However, 65% of the audience was a hard sellout, by the way, which is always good, but 65% of the ticket buyers were from out of state. And that information was really what was surprising to me for the event. And it was so much fun. It was like an atmosphere of a Saints playoff game, but in the Smoothie King Center every fight. So I was surprised at that. And the media coverage was incredible. So, yes, we do manage and serve as the host committee staff for the Super Bowls that come here, and the men's Final Fours and women's Final Fours and WrestleManias and those types of events. Annual New Orleans Bowl is also something we work on. But we also had this year, just a couple weeks ago, on the same weekend, we had the USA Gymnastics National Championships at the Smoothie King Center, as well as the Drew Brees Pickle Fest, NOLA Pickle Fest at the Convention Center on the same weekend. So that's a rarity. We'd have two on the same weekend. And there's a stretch for the staff, but we were able to successfully pull those off too. So laying the groundwork for other events down the line and hopefully continue to get the support to bring these events. And that's what the Premier Season Ticket Raffle is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's jump into that. I was looking at the you're not going to be able to get this anywhere else. And to assemble that, how much would it cost to assemble all of this?
Gosh, if you had to pay for all the tickets that are included there, it would probably be close to 28,000 to 30,000 a year. What we do is we include in one ticket raffle, $100 each, genosports.com/win. That's genosports.com/win. $100 tickets to win two tickets to the all home games for the Saints, two tickets for all home games for the Pelicans, all home games for LSU football, men's basketball, women's basketball, women's gymnastic at LSU, Tulane football, basketball, and baseball, UNO basketball and baseball, as well as the Zurich Classic, a premier package at the Zurich Classic, the New Orleans Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, and it is a group of tickets for the ultimate sports fan. And look, like you said, somebody may not be able to use them all, but they don't have to take them all either, and they can take the ones they want. Our last year's winner, Split, he's quite a character, by the way, Chris Thibodeau. He split his tickets between his family and his business, and everybody had a great time.
You left out the LSU Fighting Tigers baseball season as well.
Oh, I'm a national champion. How could I do that? I'm sure I'm going to get a call from LSU today. But, the national championship baseball is also included in that. So two tickets to all the home games for that also, regular season home games.
So only 2,500 tickets to sell at $100 each, and you get over 500 event tickets in total. I have never seen – I guess y'all have done this before or no?
Yes, we have. This is actually our – we started it in 2019. We took a couple years off COVID, 20 and 21. We picked it back up in 22 and been doing it for our third year since post-COVID. So I guess this is our fourth year in doing it overall. And it's a great fundraiser for the organization. It really helps us, assists us with continuing to bring in these major events to the city. The administrative costs and the expense of these events is not getting less as we move forward. And so we depend on this fundraiser to really help us out.
Yeah, you know, when we talk about, I know you and I had a lengthy conversation on air back at, I think, last year at the college football playoff time, where those situations are getting really, really competitive, but it's all sports. I mean, it's everything. USA Gymnastics, this, that, mm-hmm. I mean, everything. You're competing against so many other venues and cities, and there's a package that you guys have to put together, and I've actually seen some of your presentations. They're second to none, and they have to be damn good or you're not going to win.
Exactly, and they have to be competitive. They have to be financially competitive, and that's what the key is. You know, 30 years ago when I started here at the Sports Foundation, we could really just go and say, hey, you know, come to New Orleans. We've got the French Quarter. We've got these hotels. We've got the Superdome. You can walk everywhere. It's a great atmosphere, so much fun, et cetera, et cetera. And they're going, okay, great. I'd rather go there than the other cities that are competing. But now the business has changed dramatically in that all those things are wonderful and help us. But if we do not have a financially competitive package to put forth in front of them, it would not be awarded to New Orleans. So any funds we raise goes towards helping with this premier season ticket raffle goes towards helping that effort to continue to bring major events to New Orleans.
Yeah. So let me go through this list real quick again. You, $100, there's $2,500, 2,500 raffle tickets sold. New Orleans Saints this year, regular season. New Orleans Pelicans, two tickets to New Orleans Pelicans regular season. LSU Tigers football, LSU Tigers men's basketball, LSU Tigers women's basketball, LSU Tigers gymnastics, LSU Tigers baseball season, Tulane football this year, Tulane men's basketball season, Tulane women's basketball season, Tulane's baseball season, the Zurich Classic, the best of Zurich Classic passes, the 2026 All-State Sugar Bowl, 2025 New Orleans Bowl VIP passes, UNO Privateers 2026 baseball season, the Privateers men's basketball season, and the Privateers women's basketball season. I did see NOLA Gold rugby, but are they playing?
Yeah, that was originally on there until they announced that they're not playing next year.
Right, they're not playing this year, so that one falls out. But still over 500 tickets. You're not going to get this offer anywhere. And give us the website again where folks would go in order to buy a ticket.
It's gnosports.com/win. And we choose the winner this Sunday. So I urge people, they can buy as many tickets as they want. We urge people to go ahead and get your tickets and get them for your favorite sports fan and enjoy as many of these events as you want to go to. You know, hopefully there'll be some national championships in there and some great athletic events for people to really enjoy.
You know, and it's a great way, if you can't make these events, to donate them to, like, other charities, right? And let them give them away and raise money as well. So you can create a force multiplier here. I mean, it would be almost humanly impossible to attend everyone.
Absolutely.
I guess there might be some people that can do it. I don't know, but I'm sure there's an overlap where you can't be two places at one time. But you can extend this to, you know, to your family. But more importantly, if you want to give back to the community, you can give it to not-for-profits as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a great suggestion. I know that last year's winner, Chris Thibodeau, had family in Baton Rouge that he gave all the LSU baseball tickets to because he couldn't make all the games. And they just loved it. So that's the thing with this. So you have people who are fans of each one of these sports and each one of these teams. If you can't make them all, first of all, you don't have to take any of them. You can take the ones you want to attend and go to, and that's it. But otherwise, you can distribute these to friends and family as well as folks in your business who may want to use them. And that becomes a powerful incentive when you have two tickets to LSU football games or Saints football games or Pelicans games over the course of the year. It's two tickets to each one of the home games for all of those sports, all of those schools, all of those professional events that are listed there today. So that's gnosports.com/win, and we hope that many people sign up as possible to support us.
And if you're in electronically challenged like I am, you can get your 11-year-old granddaughter to transfer all these tickets for you.
I'm sure she will be happy to do that for grandma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It becomes a challenge for this old man, Jay. I'm going to tell you, man. But, Jay, keep up the great work. We thank you so much for all that you do, and congratulations again as being a Hall of Fame inductee this year. Well-deserved. We look forward to seeing you on November 6th.
That sounds great, Newell. Thank you, and we appreciate your support in helping us raise these funds that are vital to continue to bring sporting events to New Orleans.
Thank you, sir. Have a great week. We'll be right back, folks. That was Jay Cicero, President and CEO of Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, folks, if you were listening the other day to the game, Mike Haas, the voice of the New Orleans Saints, he was actually rehearsing when he was so very excited about that two-point conversion for when we successfully execute the two-point conversion in the NFC Championship when we're going to the Super Bowl this year. It was practice. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you. Yeah, man. I was like, let's, we haven't had a game. I go, let's just have some fun, man. Let's just make it whatever. I know it's preseason, but man, it was exciting. I was like, what the heck? You know, and so my statistician, Dr. Rick Weiner, he put it best. He said, he saw a headline before. He said, the headline should read, Saints beat Jaguars 17-17. I think that's classic.
I loved it. I actually replayed it. I mean, it was great. You know, I was thinking, wait, what am I going to say when I introduce him today? Because it was fun. It seemed, you know, it was a rough start again, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have to be very selective in this. Well, no, I mean, we put some things together, but again, we couldn't like get it, you know, over the goal line, so to speak.
Yeah, they've had, you know, offensively, now one was, you know, Rattler started game one, Chuck game two, and they've been able to move the ball, but just haven't been able, you know, field goals have been it. And so, really, Chuck, you know, he played pretty well, 9-12. They had the Olave drop that could have kept that drive going, and I'm not blaming Chris, it's preseason. But that's been an issue, is that you, in the first game, there were like four drives. One was after a turnover inside the 20, and you turned it over on downs. You got, out of all these drives, you got two field goals. And so, yeah, that's something that concerns you a little bit. To me, the bigger issue is that I feel like the Chargers and Jacksonville pretty much did what they want offensively early on. It was they were able to run the ball well, move the ball well. If it weren't for a Trevor Lawrence fumble early, that could have been points. But it was – so you're right, but it, to me, it's offense and defense. You cannot – you just can't get afford to get off the slow start, because I don't know if this is, team is built – now it did Sunday, you know – built to have these, you know, big comebacks. So you've got to get off to better starts on both sides of the football.
The offensive line, let's talk about that for a moment. You know, Shuck was sacked twice. Rattler was not. Of course, there were a whole different group of people on the field, you know, as it relates to the times that they played. But you begin to wonder whether or not you need someone with really good footwork back there because of some of the inconsistency up front.
Yeah, it was not, and I think that's part of the reason. There were two reasons I think that the first team offensive line played in this game. That was because Shuck was a quarterback, and he had Rattler with the ones, and so you wanted kind of to see apples to apples with the ones. And then the second part of this is that I think that Kellen believes that they need a little more work together. Not they're all, you know, outstanding players, but put work together. You're also working in a new left guard with Penning out. I would say Kelvin Banks and Caesar did not have their best games, and that are not certainly as well as they played in week one. But I just feel like overall you have to look at this with a grain of salt, and that you're not game planning. You're just running plays. Hey, let's see if this works. You're not game planning with what Jacksonville's putting out there defensively. But you want your quarterback to be able to go to the line, make the calls. What's my play if this isn't, you know, working? But, yeah, I think that offensive line, and we don't know Caesar's situation. We'll find out this afternoon. You know, he with the injury, hopefully minor. But that just drives you nuts in preseason, you know, the injuries to Trevor, and we'll see with Ruiz. So I have to wait and see. But yeah, I feel like, and we also don't know, how does Kellen Moore treat preseason week three? I'm assuming that, you know, based that not many of the starters will play, and mostly backups, as you look to see who's going to make your final 53 and then your practice squad, but we don't know. And has he decided internally on the quarterback battle? Would we see either one of the quarterbacks in week three as he's still evaluating? We might find out this week. I feel like he knows, you know, in his heart, whether he makes it public. I don't know. I asked him that last week, in that, is there really a situation now, as you're playing Jacksonville, where you've got so much of a big sample now from OTAs to mini camp to training camp, you know, one preseason game? Can a quarterback separate himself from the other unless one of the quarterbacks just doesn't play well? I mean, we don't want that separation, but can a guy really separate? And I'm not sure. You know, and so I think we'll find out a lot this week. Again, because of the off week, meaning Labor Day weekend, you play on Saturday. Man, you've got two full weeks of your team, your offense to kind of do what you want. But I don't know. I don't know how he's going to treat week three with the quarterback situation.
I spend, you know, when I watch preseason games, I kind of just isolate and look at a particular player. I just decide, okay, I'm going to look at, you know, the left tackle or the right tackle or whatever. And kind of what I was seeing and where I was a little disappointed is I felt like we were always on our heels, you know, and it kind of revealed itself a little bit again with the running game. None of those yards that we were able to gain came real easy. We had a couple of plays where you were able to hit the seam and put some yardage up there, but not that often. And then the other side, you know, Jacksonville, on the other hand, they seem to do it more often than not.
Yeah, they ran the ball better. And, you know, there was a couple of good runs. Kendre Miller had a good run holding on Torricelli. So that brought that. It was a 12-yard gain. So you see glimpses, but you're right. You don't see enough, you know, 4 or 5 yard runs on first down. That's all you're looking for. And you could be at second and six. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it ended up being, it felt like to me, they were using the pass to do that. You would throw a short pass to whoever and get 4 yards. Then it's second and six, you'd get there. I think a couple of times with different backs weren't able. And again, without me knowing, one was Kendre and one was Cam Akers. I don't want to say they didn't pick up the blitz because I don't know if that's their guy. It might have been, you know, right, the tackle or the guard. But either way, you're getting pressure on the quarterback. And Kendre was kind of beat on one play because he was standing too tall and he just got kind of overrun. So it's a little bit of everything in that situation. But you're right. They're going to have to figure out a way. And, you know, offensive linemen hate pass blocking. You know, the intention is to run block where they're dictating the action as opposed to pass blocking when the defensive ends and tackles, they're dictating the action with stunts. And the Saints had problems last year really kind of picking up the stunts from the defensive line. Did a better job, I think, of corralling the quarterback, being a little more disciplined in their lanes. These quarterbacks, you know, not running like a Trey Lance did, but still good work. And quite frankly, they get that kind of work daily. Shuck can run, and you get that with Spencer Rattler being able to run the football. But yeah, you're right. I the ability early on of Jacksonville and the Chargers to kind of dictate the action offensively, and the Saints' inability offensively early on to kind of get into the flow is challenging. But when you look at preseason, you know, when I ain't got Alvin Kamara in there and, you know, a lot of the, you know, Shaheed and Olave running plays, I'm a little less worried. But you do got to find the number two, right? Who's, you know, I feel like Kendre Miller has shown enough to be that number two back. I feel like Mason Tipton, you know.
I was just getting ready to say, if you look at individual play, I tell you one thing about this, about Mason Tipton, that boy's fast.
Yep.
I mean, he is quick.
He was the darling of training camp last year because of his speed, came out of Yale. And so clearly, and again, I'm assuming that you're Olave, Shishi, Brandon Cooks in that range are your top three. And then it was a bunch after that. Mason Tipton has clearly separated himself, as has, I kind of believe, Dante Pettis. Just because Pettis can do, he's a punt returner, right? I mean, and so he's a kick returner. He can do things from a special team standpoint. And then the fifth, you know, fifth or sixth wide receiver that you might put on practice squad, I don't know. If, you know, Cedric Wilson, not sure where he fits into the mix right now, and he could be five. I mean, you know, this is me talking, not Kellen Moore. But then you got to start thinking who can, if I release somebody, they got to be able to clear waivers. I'm interested to see the guy they signed just last week, Roderick Daniels, number 89. They released Chris Tyree. This guy's 5'9", played out of SMU. He just kind of has just speed written all over. Returned two punts at SMU for touchdowns. So, you know, he's a guy I think what they'll do is hide. Maybe we don't even see him week three. And he's a great practice squad guy. But you're right, man. Mason Tipton has really, you know, not just to me, yes, the speed, but also the ability to make some really difficult catches. And that's what this team, I think, has needed or has desired a receiver and or tight end to go get the football, right? It's not, don't make them throw it in the basket all the time. Go get it. And hopefully we can see more of that.
You know what I like about him is he's really smart in positioning his body. And he's also physical enough where, you know, the defenders are grabbing and pulling, and he has this, it looks like he has this capacity to free himself of that. And as I was watching him play, you know, a lot of receivers don't have that ability. He seems to be able to free his arms, you know, that are being grabbed, because they're always holding and grabbing and everything else, right? And you got to get your arms free in order to catch the ball, and he seems to be able to do it.
Right, strong guy, especially when he runs these sideline routes, and it's a lot of hand fighting, but he does have the ability, because you don't want to hand fight too much, because you're then just basically telling the defender, you know, hey, the ball's coming, but he has kind of the both, at least of what we've seen this preseason, the speed and the ability to kind of not let the trash and the hands and the ball, everything in his face bother him and still make the catch. Quite frankly, it was not one of Rattler's best throws. He should have had a touchdown before the Pettis touchdown on that left sideline. He was wide open. And it just Rattler just, you know, overthrew it just a little bit. Scored on, I think, the second play after that with Pettis, or two plays after that. But, yeah, he's both of those guys – to me, have been kind of a bright spot. We have known them, played last year, just as you look at an Isaiah Stallbird and Jalen Ford on defense, who were true special teamers. I'm talking no defensive snaps. And I feel like, you know, now they've played themselves into this defensive scheme and more of a defender than just a special teams player.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about DB play. I thought there were some bright spots there.
Yeah, you know, I think Kool-Aid hasn't played a ton. I feel like Kool-Aid is taking the next step. He did exactly what you want him to do between year one and year two. Just, you've seen it. You know, there's only one way to play corner, and that's, you know, all out. You can't be afraid to get beat. And I feel like he's got that swagger. I'm a little concerned about Alonte Taylor. We don't know much about that situation. He hasn't played, hasn't been around, hasn't, you know, he's fighting a nagging injury or what's happening. Try to find out some more today, but that's allowed, man, a guy like Isaac Yiadom, who, you know, took his lumps for this football team, went to San Francisco, came back. I feel like he is a much better corner as opposed to just like a fill-in guy. Whereas, you know, we thought we'd see all this, oh, we're going to a 3-4 and four linebacker set. Well, quite frankly, you go with the personnel against the offense, and we're still seeing a lot of four down, two linebackers, five DBs. And that puts, you know, Yiadom in there. Love the play. I feel like Julian Blackman and Justin Reed, if they can stay healthy from a safety standpoint, outstanding. Ugo Amadi, you try to get him off the field. He just won't let you. He's not going to let you get him off the field. He just makes plays. So I feel it's pretty good from it's a depth situation. If you give me this 22 starters, and I named all 22 starters offense and defense, I feel like that team starters can play with anybody. Right. But you know, in the NFL, that doesn't happen. And so who are my backups and can they stand up? And then in the end, you know, I joked with Kellen when I was doing the pregame, there will hopefully would be time when we don't ask you about the quarterbacks. We're not there yet. Right. I mean, you don't know who your quarterback's going to be against Arizona. Those first four games, now they're all important, but Arizona, San Francisco, at Seattle, at Buffalo. Wow, right? That four games, to me.
Look, you and I have been to Seattle many times. We haven't left there successfully.
Not an easy place to play. Buffalo, even a harder place to play. Thankfully, it's not December. But those four games, because the San Francisco and Arizona are far better than their records were last year. San Fran was 6-11. They just got beat up. They're not a 6-11 team. But you play those first two at home, and you better get them. You need to come out of that first four 2-2 somehow. But battle, I don't care how it is. Beg, cheat, borrow, and steal, whatever you got to do. But 2-2 is a must. 3-1 is a gift.
Next week, you mentioned this earlier, we're not sure what Kellen Moore's strategy is relative to the third preseason game. I got to imagine we're not going to see some of the same players we haven't seen thus far playing in that game. There's really not any reason to, right?
Right. I mean, to me, it's Jake. I don't know if you want to play Jerry. I feel like one of the two quarterbacks, Spencer and or Tyler, will get some time. I mean, I don't know if you're just going to just put Jake in there, for the entire game. So I don't, to me, because they have been, I won't say injury free, but they haven't, they've been better than they were last year. And they've been, this game means nothing. I don't care that Sean and Zach's free for coming back. This means nothing. So to me, coming out of this game.
I'm not sure you could convince everyone of that, but go ahead.
That's true. You know what I mean. I mean, last year on a Thursday night game that mattered, all right. This one, I feel coming out of this game healthy is far more important than anything else, period. We won't remember. We'll remember 17-17 because of the tie. I have to look up the Charger score every time I mention it. Because I just like, what was the score in that game? You will forget, right? It'd be good to see Sean and Zach. And heck, half the team, A.T. Perry, Adam Troutman, Will Lutz, you name it. There's a bunch of former Saints there.
Absolutely. And it's a Saturday game, right? Yeah.
Yes, Saturday at noon.
Saturday at noon. I forgot about that. So it'll be interesting for sure. We will be listening, as always. Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate the time and
anytime.
The insight.
Always, Noel. Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Folks, just a reminder, we believe in the power of being everywhere. You can listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. Get the WWL shows you love. Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, myself, Scoot, Sports Talk, and the local content you crave on the Odyssey app or iHeartRadio and the TuneIn apps as well. Breaking news today, Hamas had offered up a partial hostage deal for a two-month ceasefire that they would release 10 of the hostages. They believe that there are 50 hostages still being held by Hamas. 20 are believed to be alive. And staying consistent with his policy, the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, through his folks said, there's no deal. You release them all, and they will continue to stay on that track of you will release them all or nothing. Also, President Trump has indicated that he is not going to put American troops in Ukraine, so there will be no U.S. ground forces as they talk about this Article 5 security agreement that everyone is talking about and providing for Ukraine and the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. We talked about that yesterday as to what this is ultimately going to mean. And I have to imagine that for the Ukrainians, that is disturbing news as it relates to the breadth and depth of what we would be willing to do as it relates to this Article 5 security arrangement that they're working out in order to further this peace process or negotiations in the hopes of getting to some conclusion at some point soon. All right, we'll be right back. We'll check in with Scoot when we return. Stay with us. Scoot joins us. He's coming your way. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, a possible plea deal for Mayor Cantrell. You know, she might be smart to take that. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, there's stuff going on with politics and negotiations to end the war. And Taylor Swift has got just an amazing bodysuit edition of album imagery ahead of her new music. She appears in some really sexy outfits and not much criticism of this. We'll talk about that.
And James Comey's in love with her. There you go. Scoots up next. Stay tuned.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.